Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, 4th and Lakes Brock. Thank you very much for joining us again. We have an amazing show lined up for you. Of course, if you're paying attention to the news lately, we could be on the cusp of a federal election. Yes, during a pandemic, an election that nobody wants because the Liberals, of course, aren't getting their own way on the We Charity scandal. And as you may have known, and it may be paying attention in the media, there has been a lot of things happening behind the scenes, including committees being filibustered, which means no business is getting put forward. Nothing is moving because the Liberals do not want the truth to come out. And of course, we hear them say all the time, there is no big deal, nothing to see here. Well, if that's the case, let's see all the documents and see what the truth is. So clearly something is up. And to talk to us more about that, we have our ethics critic. He's also the Member of Parliament for Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Island, and Rideau Lakes, Michael Barrett. Thank you very much for joining us here today.
A pleasure to join you as always, Jamie. Good to see
you. Because you are a big fan of the show, you've been on a number of times before. I thank you for bringing out your blue suit, white shirt. That is greatly appreciated. That is your wardrobe of choice. You seem to really gravitate toward that, but you look good. I appreciate that.
Well, that's high praise coming from you. Yeah, definitely the go-to blue suit, blue in many shades, a number of variations of the blue tie and the white shirt. Yep.
So we're going to have a lot to talk about. That's why we need our audience, those watching and listening at home, to like, comment, share, subscribe to this program. And if you can't watch it all today, you can download it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It's out there. And together we can help push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda. Because as Michael Barrett knows and many others know, we are able to expand the audience and expand the potential of hitting undecided voters with a message of common sense and the conservative values that we move forward here and that we're going to talk about now, because a lot has been developing on the We Charity scandal. And Michael Barrett, today is a opposition motion day, which for those outside the parliamentary precinct, outside the Ottawa bubble, it's a day that gives the opposition parties the ability to talk about whatever they want. And the Conservatives have put forward a motion talking about, well, actually, you know what, Michael Barrett, why don't you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Jamie. And so opposition days are really the opportunities for the different opposition parties to put forward proposals for the government, put our items on the agenda, and in some cases push back against the government's agenda. Now, today, it's the first time we've had an opposition day after the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament. And I'm sure, you know, we've covered this off before on the show, but prorogue just means that hit the reset button, shut down everything, shut down committees, shut question period, anything like that. So here we are, we're back, we're dealing with this opposition day motion, and it all comes back to the We scandal. We have for a couple of weeks now tried to get the production of documents at committees, tried to do that at the Finance Committee, which ordered documents that ended up being heavily redacted. We tried to order documents with respect to speaking fees. Now, remember, this all comes from members of the Trudeau family having received $500,000 from an organization, the WE organization, that was awarded $500 million contract to administer on behalf of the government, on behalf of you, the taxpayer. And so, when it comes to scandals, you have to follow the money. So we ordered production of documents with respect to the money. And that's really what led to the Prime Minister shutting down Parliament. So over the last 2 weeks since we've been back, we've been trying to get answers, try to order those at committee, and the Liberals have filibustered. And so they've just talked out the clock. The Ethics Committee, I think we had 14 hours of nonsense from Liberal members reading the newspaper into the record and reading Privy Council memos into the record, trying to put us to sleep, philosophy lectures from them. And so we're ordering today in the House, we've put a motion forward to have a special committee to deal with corruption in government that would order the production of these documents with the passage of the motion, but would also change the composition of the committees. Now, the standing committees would, as in their current forms, are usually split pretty even. They're split between the opposition and the government because we're in a minority. And most of the committees are chaired by a member of the government, by one of the Liberals. And so this special committee would be chaired by a member of the opposition. The opposition would have the majority on the committee as well as the chair. And we'd be able to deal with all of this, all of these corruption allegations, whether it's, you know, ventilators ordered from a company owned by a former Liberal MP, though the ventilators don't have regulatory approval, the issue with respect to the commercial rent assistance program, and there's a connection there between the Prime Minister's chief of staff and a family member of hers at the organization that was administering that program. And so we want to deal with all those. We want to get everything off the agenda of these other committees. Let finance do its work, which is important during the pandemic. Let the ethics committee, government operations, official languages, all the committees that we're doing studies on this wee scandal, let them get back to their business, and let's have these a dedicated set of members deal with the issue of corruption, misappropriation with government spending during the pandemic.
A lot of what you just talked about was inside baseball stuff, right? This is inside Ottawa, inside the parliamentary precinct stuff. But what has made this kind of spread out even further is the fact that the Liberals are saying, if this motion is passed, we think we might trigger an election. We think we might call a snap election and send people to the polls during a pandemic, an election that nobody wants. And the fact that this will be the first time in history a motion triggers the fall of a government.
Well, that's right. And if the Liberals deem this a vote of confidence in the government, which they say they have, really, they're just trying to bully the opposition into not wanting or into not supporting this motion, you know, believing that, you know, the opposition doesn't want an election. And look, we don't. We've amended our motion to include text saying that the passage of this motion does not warrant a general election. You know, we're in the second wave of the pandemic. But what we're trying to address is the third wave of Liberal corruption. We have, you know, Justin Trudeau twice found guilty of breaking ethics laws. You remember his trip to Billionaire Island. You remember his criminal interference in the prosecution of, or his interference in the criminal prosecution of SNC-Lavalin. And now here we are with his latest scandal. And we just want answers. We're not looking to go to the polls on this question. But his government has said that, hey, if you ask us questions about corruption, we're gonna dissolve the government. We're gonna go to the Governor General, say we need an election, and force Canadians out to the polls.
Can you imagine living in a different country and then reading this in the news? The government will trigger an election if this committee to look into corruption is struck. Like that, it just seems very like, how is this possible?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and we hear a lot of, you know, a lot of moral superiority. I mean, from the Canadian left about our democracy versus, you know, what happens in other countries. Oh, look south of the border. Oh, look over here at this country. And anytime there's a right of center politician who is being chased by legislators in another country, the Liberals lap it up. They want to paint Canada's conservatives with the same brush as, you know, politicians on foreign soils and other lands. And here we have a repeat offender with the Conflict of Interest Act, Justin Trudeau, up to bat for a third time, and willing to bring down the government, willing to go to an election to stop investigations into scandals with his government. It's unbelievable. And if we saw this happen anywhere else in the world, we'd be calling for, you know, Canadians to go and monitor the election. We'd be calling, you know, for, statements of condemnation at the United Nations. But here we have it right in our own backyard. And Justin Trudeau is so fearful of what's inside these documents, of Canadians finding out about it, that he's willing to shut down Parliament, what does that tell you, Jamie, that there's more to see here, right?
Absolutely. If it's that easy, if there's nothing to see, put it all out on the table. Let's see what the relationship was between the Trudeau government and the Kielbergers, who run the We charity. Let's talk about the rental assistant program that wasn't taken up to the level it was supposed to, but had a connection to someone in the Prime Minister's office, which then had an effect on that program.
It wasn't a very successful program because of a number of factors built into it, but there were potential conflicts that are out there. And I think that that's where I agree with you. We as the official opposition, we are sworn to hold the government to account, and that's what we're doing. I also agree with you, the fact that consider this happened to a conservative government. What would the media outrage be? I know the media is covering it right now. Coverage is different than their outrage. They would have experts around the table shaking their fists and falling on the ground and telling us what a horrible thing it is for the conservatives, which it would have been. But you don't see that to the level the liberals are. And this is, I think, how they are able to continue to function, because that level of outrage is not there.
Right. And this is so important that that folks are able to, you know, compare and contrast. You know, it was raised in the House. There was an issue years ago. And today, of course, we're hearing from the liberals, you know, about the days of Stephen Harper. And you know, what did Stephen Harper do? Well, I'll tell you what Stephen Harper did. First of all, he was never found guilty of breaking ethics laws, but he did lay a trap for these liberals. And that trap was the Conflict of Interest Act. And the Conflict of Interest code for members. And this came out of a big scandal at the time, and that was ad scam with the liberals. And we remember the hearings that happened with that. That was about $40 million. We're talking about $500 million. So you know, this is more than 10 times the amount of money on just the one issue of the Canada Student Service Grant. And it is it's quite the fight to scrap for coverage. And today, well, the Prime Minister is saying that he's going to trigger an election if we look into this huge scandal, you know, $500 million scandal in his government. You know, one of the questions at the press conference for him this morning was, what are your plans for trick-or-treating with your children, Prime Minister? So, I know that folks are, you know, trying to figure out, social norms during the pandemic, but it's fundamental that our press, it's fundamental that our public are putting the questions to the government, to members, so that we can have confidence in our institutions. The job that members do is tremendously important. And I don't need to tell you that, Jamie. I mean, balancing the work as a constituency MP, as a legislator, as a shadow minister, all of these jobs have important, they're important pieces of our federation, we execute functions laid out in the constitution of our country. And while we do need to hold the government to account on their pandemic response, and we're doing that, we also need to hold them to account on these ethical issues. And we are, as an opposition, we're able to walk and chew gum. We expect the government to be able to do the same. And certainly we should hear some more hard hitting questions than which costume the Prime Minister is going to select for his Halloween this year.
Well, you raised a good point, because our former leader, Andrew Scheer, raised this too towards the end of his time. The media fawns all over Kamala Harris, but yet Leslyn Lewis gets barely a blip, and she was running to be the Prime Minister of Canada. And the level of coverage, the differences in the level of outrage is so vast. It's absolutely incredible. So when we say to our viewers and listeners, please like, comment, subscribe, and share this program, we do that for a reason, because we are able to penetrate through what the mainstream media message is and actually get into people's homes that may not be conservative supporters per se, but also might be open to voting conservative or an independent voter where their mind hasn't been made up, because every Canadian needs to be aware of this and the impacts of what is going on and the level of corruption that is being alleged here. There is serious concerns about the Kielbergers' relationship. They are the people in charge at the helm of the We charity. There is concerns about how the Canada Student Service Grant, which the We charity was supposedly involved with in creating, in implementing. We want to know, because the We charity also paid members of the Trudeau family almost $500,000 in speaking fees, where others were told, no, there are no fees for your participation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it's critical that that Canadians, you know, conservative-minded Canadians, folks who want to share their perspective with their friends and their family, they do take the opportunity to share this. And I know some of my followers on social media will be watching. We're sharing this on my page as well. It's important that when we talk about, you know, these political issues, these important issues of our time, that we give people, you know, reliable, trustworthy sources, and you're not going to find, you know, more trustworthy conservative voices than when you're hearing from, for example, from people like you, Jamie. You know, you're an elected member. You're a shadow cabinet member. You serve the good people of Haliburton, Kawartha Lakes, Brock, and you're dialed in on the issues. And so instead of, you know, Facebook pages or news sources that people are, well, do I need to fact check this? Well, it's been fact checked. This podcast has been fact checked. It's been fact checked by the legislators, by the decision makers, and that's you and your guests. And so that's why I watch the Blueprint, and that's why I encourage my followers to do the same. It's an important and reliable alternative source of news, because there's no outside spin. There's no bias from any other source. People are getting the straight goods from conservative members, from your guests, and that's where we're able to let people know what's really going on in Ottawa, and not someone else's spin about, you know, why the conservatives did this or why the conservatives did that. And the answer to the question on why are we moving this opposition day motion, it's to get answers for Canadians and to restore confidence in our public institutions. It doesn't matter which party is in government, they must protect and hold sacred the integrity of the office of Prime Minister and hold sacred the integrity of the government. And when they don't do that, it is an obligation of the official opposition to hold them to account, to get answers for Canadians. And then once Canadians have that information, well, they're able to make an informed decision when they go to the ballot box, whenever that might be. Now, we don't want that to be after this vote, because we want an opportunity for the truth to come out. But we'll see if Justin Trudeau has the courage of his convictions on this. He doesn't on most other things.
So the opposition motion is being debated today in the House of Commons. What happens next? There's a vote later on this week. Where does it go? What do you see happening? Is it going to pass? Is it not? Just based, you're in these negotiations now. How's your sense of things?
So the Bloc Québécois, which is the third party in the House, has said that they're going to support the motion. And this morning in the House, we heard from the NDP that they're not sure yet. They're trying to cut a different deal, make a different arrangement with the government. And if they're successful in that, then they won't support this motion, which is really unfortunate. It's going to come to a vote tomorrow afternoon, right after question period, and members are going to have to stand and be counted. And if they stand for ethical, accountable government, or if they're going to be complicit in the cover-up, complicit in the corruption that's happened. And so, certainly, we're encouraging NDP members not to take their marching orders from the Liberals, but to take to hold sacred the trust that was put in them by Canadian voters, and obviously this issue of accountability is universal to Canadians from coast to coast.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Michael Barrett, Shadow Minister for Ethics, for all your hard work on the file and everything you're doing. It is absolutely amazing. Hold the government's feet to the fire, because you're right. It doesn't matter which party you support. You should want ethical government in charge, running your country. And at a time during a pandemic where hundreds of billions of dollars are being put out the door to help Canadians in need and also develop new programs, we want to ensure that parliamentary scrutiny is front and center, because we want to make sure that those dollars are being accounted for, because they are. It is your money as taxpayers. Government doesn't have anything that it first must take from the hardworking people. So we want to respect that. So thank you, Member of Parliament for Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Island, Rideau Lakes, Michael Barrett. Keep up the good work. And any parting words quickly before we let you go?
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'll be watching your show, and look forward to you having me back. And I'll be sure to represent the blue suit again next time.
All right, we look forward to that. Remember, new content every Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Please like, comment, subscribe, and share this program. If you can't watch it all now, please download it later. Do it on Spotify, CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, you name it, it's out there. Together, we can push back against the ever-moving liberal agenda. And to close, remember, as always, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the blueprint. Thanks for joining us.